Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for once again. And hallelujah. You call us together, Father, in this, oh Lord, those who would be under the sound of my voice to come into your presence. And as always, Father, we acknowledge that, you know. Hallelujah. And Father, we want to become more conscious that we know that that's what this is. That you're calling your people into your presence. You're reconciling mankind back to yourself. And that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation. That we too can go into all the world and let all mankind know that you was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself. So we thank you, Father, that you have summoned us through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the sanctuary, through the rituals, the rites, the customs, the traditions, through all of that, all the way into your very presence, my Father. And just feast at the King's table. And that's an everlasting invitation, Father. That's an extended invitation, not only to us, Father, but to all mankind. So, Father, in it all, we will pray, Lord, that you be glorified in it all. And that through it all, Father, man might come to know you, the love of the Father. And that man might come to know Jesus Christ for your sin. That's the grace of the Father. That man may come to know the power of the Holy Ghost that's available to all of us. That same power that you used when you raised Jesus from the dead. That we might operate in that authority, that power, and bring glory to your name. So, Father, here we are, Lord. Fill our hearts. Hallelujah. As we humble ourselves under your mighty hands. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this broadcast. And now we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and your ministry and what God sent you into the earth to do. To assist us in governing ourselves. So Holy Ghost, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Out there, under the sound of my voice. And listen, God speak that to you. If you hear that on this radio broadcast, hey, I'm just a voice, like almost like John the Baptist, crying in the wilderness. Well, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If anybody say, hey, mighty man, mighty woman, the Most High God, that's all I'm saying to everybody. That's who you are in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. That's who you are. That's who you are in God. And boy, I want us to know that and know that and know that and know that. I've been telling you the last few weeks, every time I say that to you, you know, I don't know, something come up on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Every time I say that, it become more real to me. And my greatest desire is that every time you hear me say that to you, that it become more and more real to you too. That we really are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, the royal household of the Most High God, the children of the Most High God. Listen, ambassadors of Christ, representative men of Christ. You know what Christ is? Christ is the reigning king. But that the Messiah, Yeshua. But that is, that's the reigning king. Reigning king over what? Everlasting kingdom. What kingdom is that? That's the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. No. But he's a reigning king. Because this is the everlasting kingdom. See, all the kingdoms of the earth, all that going to pass away. But this kingdom right here, boy, it's an everlasting kingdom. Ain't never going to pass away. That mighty man, that mighty woman of God that we all are in Christ Jesus, man, that's forever. That's for all eternity. And listen, no, that don't just start, man, way down the line when we die and go to hell. Man, that started over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came and reestablished that back on the earth. They've been hid in the graveyard of religion and rituals and customs and rites and traditions. And they've been hidden there, you know, under what the devil's most successful tactic is. They've been hidden under a good thing. They've been hidden under nothing evil. They've been hidden under a good thing. The devil is a deceptive spirit. Very cunning. He mixed truth with lies. Just like a fisherman do a bait, a fish. Well, he mixed truth with lie. He put a good bait. Ain't nothing wrong with that bait. That bait is good, boy. But that lie is, man, that hook. If you grab that bait, you're going to get that hook, and that hook will snatch you out of your natural environment, man, where you're designed to live in. And guess what? If you come out of that environment, you're going to die. That's what the devil do, too, boy. He put a good bait on an evil hook, just enough to keep you out of the kingdom of God, from the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. So he put a good thing over there. Religion perceived to be a good thing. That's all the good things man want to do for God, but how man can appease God through his belief systems, through his belief system. That produces, man, you know, how can I say it, Holy Spirit? Through his belief system that produces customs and rituals and rites and you know what that do? That creates a distinct group That's how we have all these different belief systems, all these this sectarian groups. You got the Muslim, you got the Hindus, you got the Baptists, you got the Methodists, you got the, all these different sectarian thing groups of people. That's all what religion produces, through our different belief systems. It operates through, you know, rituals and ceremonies and customs and traditions, you know. And why there ain't no, it ain't no bad thing. That's man's attempt to appease God. That's man reaching up to God, try to get to God's standard so that he could appease God, so that he could get the blessing of God. When all the time, man, you know, you was blessed of God before the foundation of the world. You know what God said in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? I'll tell you, boy, that's what the king said. And that's what goes. I'm talking about before it was any kind of curse or anything. Anything, but before it was any of that, or that's what the king said. The Bible said, and God blessed them and told them be fruitful and multiply and replant the earth and subdue it. Where, and God blessed them. Hey, listen, you see that man? Listen, God said, who? And God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth up on the earth, over all the earth. So God blessed them and told them, be fruitful and multiply, subdue and replenish the earth. Well, and God blessed them. Glory to God. I mean, what God, but you say, and who say that? That's what God say. I ain't talking about Jeremiah, Moses, Jeremiah, none of them. I'm talking about what he said. What he say? And God blessed them and told them be fruitful and multiply. She come on my more what God bless can never be cursed. Oh, he might try to put the curse on you. Boy, you blessed the Father before the foundation of the world. And when he spoke it, what the Bible saying? God said, and God blessed them. Who? And God blessed them. Boy, God blessed me. Amen. If God blessed us, boy, I don't care what no man, no woman, no curse, no demon, no sickness, no nothing, man, can override that blessing, man. Or it might come upon us. And it might try to, and it might shoot its best shot at it. But those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Boy, that place, you can say to the Lord, that's my refuge. That's my fortune. That's my God. Baby, and him, he Lord. Where's that boy? That's been hid under the graveyard of religion. Boy, man, who you really are. I tell you, you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. We the children of the Most High God. We kings and queens. Listen, we're more than just apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. We operate in those offices, but boy, that's the going on, man. That's a good thing. But let me tell you something, boy, we're not only that, but we're something far greater than that. Well, we are ambassadors of Christ. Glory to God. But ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, Lord. Representative man of heaven. With the governing system of heaven, man, backing us up, boy. I'm talking about with all heaven, man, backing us up, boy. That's higher than the prophet and the pastor and the teacher and all that, boy. We operate, boy, our ambassadorship through those offices. But boy, we're representatives of the kingdom of heaven. Not a church, not a denomination, not a theology. Representative, what do you mean representative of the kingdom of heaven? Representative of what the king say. I ain't talking about that, but just that it was in the beginning. Man, well, most we know about what the king said. They out of need to fear. But I'm talking about, boy, what the king said, man, for the foundation of the world. And then he spoke it in those first two chapters in your Bible. Listen, those first two chapters in your Bible is kind of like a puzzle. When you buy, you know, not a puzzle. It's like a puzzle that you put together. And man, let me tell you something, boy. When you buy a puzzle in on the box, you know, you see, man, a picture of it, what it looks like, man, once it's all put together. It might have 500 pieces in it. But on the top of the box, it show you what it looks like once you put it all together. So it show you the end even before you start. It show you what it's going to look like when you put it all together. That's what Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is. That's the cover. That's the big picture. That's the picture on the box. That's what it's going to look like when all them pieces, man, from Genesis chapter 3 all the way, man, to, man, Revelation 2, when it's all put together, man, that's what it's going to look like. That's what it's going to be. Everything in between, you know, Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22, everything in between the first two chapters of the Bible and the last two chapters of the Bible is all to the puzzle. But boy, let me tell you something, man. You know, if you know what the end result is, then, man, you can chart your course through those pages of the Bible, man, because you know where the destination is. He showed you the end in the beginning. That's predestination. Hallelujah. He showed you the end in the beginning. When he say, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea and over the earth. And then he planned that garden, man, a little carbon copy of heaven in his presence and more what it is to be on the whole earth, just like it is in that place that he put Adam and Eve in. Then, man, let me tell you something, boy, that's a done deal. He's been going forth out of his mouth. He can't alter that. And boy, when we come back to man, you know, he get back in on what man he's saying and what he's doing. What he's doing is in what he, and he's dealing in it, what he's doing, do what he sees, do what he sees, do what he sees. And that's all you thank God for the prophet, Jeremiah. Thank God for Moses, the law. But boy, I'm talking about some man before all that. That which was from the beginning, what the king said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about what the king said. You know, you always hear me say that on there. What the king say, and boy, what the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of. So he put a good thing over it, man, to cover it, man, to keep you from coming to the knowledge of it. When I say what the king say, that's the same thing, man, as the gospel, man, of Jesus Christ. I hope you can go with me here. This might be a little over here, but maybe nevertheless, anyway, let's go for it, you know. Hey, when I say what the king say in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that's the end. That's the finished product. You're going to be on earth just like it is in hell. Hallelujah. Because that was God that didn't intend and plan and pray. But let me tell you something, boy. Boy, his purpose is going to prevail. The Bible said many are the plans in our hearts, but the purpose of the Lord is going to prevail. That's where, boy, you're going to have what he's saying. It don't matter whether you believe it or not. And you can believe it and get in on it, but it don't matter whether you get in on it or whether you're not. It did the word of God, boy. It's still selling. Somebody say, boy, God said it, man. I believe it, and that sells it. Hey, let me tell you something, man. That's true, and that's a good thing, and that's all good and done and everything else. But let me tell you something else, man. God said it, and that sells it. It don't matter whether we believe it. Boy, it's done. Boy, you come to the place, man, to your senses, like what the God, the boy did, the prodigal son did, and say, hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to get back in on what he say. I'm going to find out what he say. I'm going to seek first what he say. I've been hearing what the preacher say. I've been hearing even what his brother here saying on the radio broadcast here. But boy, that ought to encourage you, man. Let me find out what he said. Let me find out what he said. Let me see for myself what he said. I didn't hear more what he said to man, what man said about what he said. That's why I told you, boy, on this radio broadcast, that God summoning you into his presence so that you can hear what he had to say to you, even about what I'm saying to you right now. I'm just a voice crying out, boy, to his people out in the woods. My only assignment, man, is to exalt you, to sow the seed of the kingdom of God out into your heart, into your lives, and everything else, boy. Amen, every day is up and go to bed. I don't know how the earth brings forth of itself. First a little blade, then the ear, then the corn. But boy, there's the harvest. It's God that took it. Hallelujah. That's the work that the Father is doing in the earth through the Son. Through a law in the kingdom called seed time and harvest. I'm just sowing the seed. What seed? Not no any seed. Man, I'm sowing the seed of the kingdom of God. I'm sowing the seed. Look, the kingdom of God, well, what the king say. So in the kingdom, what the king say is law. That's the law. Anything that the king say, baby, that's it. It's law. If it come out of his mouth, it's law. Anything that he say is law. That's why the devil don't ever want the church to come to the knowledge, man, of the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. So they'll preoccupy us, the church, with the gospel about Jesus Christ, the good news about him, instead of the good news that he preached. What's that all that you know? They're going to keep us in religion. He want to keep us in the past season. He want to keep us living in a time, man, when God was dealing with the people, man, according to the law of Moses, man. And Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with that time. I come to fulfill that time and to establish, man, a new age, a new season, a whole new way God going to begin to deal with mankind, man. I ain't come to do away with the law, boy. I just come to, man, establish that. The original laws back up on the earth. The law of life, what the king say. That's the primary law. Boy, that you got to come in and then you ain't come to realize. I can't say yes, Lord, to what the king say, baby. That's the law of life. What the king say in him was the life. But in the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God, and in him was life. I like to say it this way. In the beginning was Jesus. What? In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus is God. And in Jesus is life. And the life that's in Jesus is the life that this world needs. The light shining in darkness in man's heart, and the darkness could not overtake it or seize it or put it out. It couldn't even comprehend it. He came to his own, but his own received him not. His greatest opposition was religion. He went to his own, and they didn't receive it. He told him today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ear. Well, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, boy, to heal a broken heart. He came to his own, and they received him not. But as many as received him, as many as grabbed a hold to this message and grabbed a hold to what God was doing, as many as took it and seized it and placed it in their possession, what, Arthur? What the king said. Just don't put your faith in the wisdom of man. Even what I'm saying, boy, you go and see for yourself. You go read Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 for yourself. And then you turn in and read, man, Genesis chapter 2, Revelation chapter 21 and Revelation chapter 22 for yourself. And in there, boy, you'll see, man, God's original intent and plan and purpose. Well, boy, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let him have dominion over the whole earth. Let's make them kingship over the whole earth. So it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. And in Genesis, in Revelation chapter 21 and chapter 22, you will see it saying, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down, baby. We should tell that about us. And we shall reign on the earth. And watch this here. And the dwelling place of God. What? That's in Revelation chapter 21. And the dwelling place of God was with man. What's the dwelling place of God? Our Father which art in heaven. That's the dwelling place of God. Heaven, his territory. Just like it is his territory. And then, what the Bible say in Revelation chapter 21? That the dwelling place of God, what? Heaven was with man. Where man is? On earth. Even if God had to create a new heaven and a new earth, but he's going to end up on earth just like it started in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God brought man down from heaven. No earth suit for him to live in so they could have dominion over the earth and rule the earth and manage the earth and colonize the earth, man, and make earth a colony of heaven so that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. And he gave us dominion. That's authority and power and the ability and the potential to accomplish that, glory to God. And when man fell, that's where he fell from. That's what he lost. He lost his dominion. He gave his dominion, his authority over this earth, boy, over into the hands of a wicked angel, man, who went by Satan. And the devil plunged down the earth that God gave us stewardship over into what it is here today. But boy, the Bible say God so loved the world. What world? That Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that world that he set up, that he established. He loved that world so much, but in the lost of it, boy, he came himself in the person of that good God Almighty, in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, and boy, and regained that world back, boy, and then redeemed our lives from the destruction, and then on top of that, boy, restored back to us, boy, the dominion, man, that Adam lost, man, way back in the garden, and restored it back to us. That's the gospel that Jesus Christ come preached. Dear, well, boy, come restored, man, what Adam lost back to us. What he lost? He lost his kingship. He lost his dominion. He lost his authority. He lost his power. He lost his control. He lost his influence that God gave him to dominate this earth and his life and this earth. But what Jesus Christ came to do, he come to bring that back. Before we could get back into that, boy, he had to cleanse us up from all our unrighteousness. That's what Calvary is. That's just a door. That's a way. That's a means. And that's a good thing. The devil got us stopped. The church man stuck right there, man. And, man, you know, talk all about that and preach all about that. But, man, don't ever get to what is the end. It's just the means. It's the door. To something. What? To your restoration. To our restoration. What's been restored back to us? Everything that we lost. What did we lose, man? We lost our sovereignty, our dominion, our raw power, our righteousness. Our peace. That peace that passes all understanding, we lost that. And joy. The joy of the Lord, the comfort of being in the power, we lost that. Well, we lost the divine connection, what? The Holy Spirit. Because he can't live in no unclean temples. And once Adam became unclean, boy, even the Holy Spirit left. He didn't abandon them. He just couldn't live in them no more. But he ain't never left them. He never forsook us. He's always around, baby. That's the love of the Father. I don't care what the deal is, boy. He ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. He can't live in you. He might not have no relationship, man, with you. And right now, and all those who are out there that separated from him, let me tell you something. He's just a close man. That's the mention of his name. He ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. And, boy, once it comes to knowledge what this thing is really all about, boy, not just in enticing word, but in demonstration and power, as we continue to grow up in it, hey, boy, then they do, man, going to come, man. Because the whole purpose of God raising up, boy, this radio broadcast, man, is It purpose, man, is this one thing, what? To win souls to the kingdom of God. What you talking about? I'll say that plainly. To win souls, man, back into the presence of the Lord. To reconcile mankind back to God. To hook mankind back up, man, to God. First and foremost, not to my church, not to my denomination, not to my beliefs. Man, but come on, you hear me say all the time, man, listen, come on, let's all of us, go to something, all of us, man, not just the speaker, man, but all of us, man, to come in, even the king's table. I'm just the master of ceremony, you see it that way, but boy, let me tell you something, that's what he's doing. And boy, he's going to speak to your heart. And then Jesus said, listen, hear my sheep, hear my voice. Hallelujah. 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 But what a purpose, Arthur, man, so that we can receive it. Well, so that we can do what? Receive it. Receive what, boy? The incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of God's word into your life. And then you water it. Thing. You cultivate it. You nourish it. You know. You continue in it. You don't just hear it once. You stay in it, man. You continue in it. Listen, if this word, man, you know, penetrate your intellect, man, and hit you the egg of your spirit, man, your womb, man, and take you listen. You receive that, and you curse that, you nourish that, and you cultivate that. You too become a gardener. That you watch over the seeds that God planted into your heart. That you nourish the words that God speaks into your heart. And that you don't just let it go in one ear. Because let me tell you something, boy. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understanding it now, that's what my prayer always is. Lord, help me to make it just plain and simple. That's what my most concern is. Lord, you know, I just want to be a worthy vessel. And make it plain and simple, Lord. Because I'm going to set. So they might, man, you know, no. It is you, it is he who doeth the work. And what this, it is he who build the house. He said, unless, you know, the Lord build the house, our labor is in vain. So they might, man, see that it is you, O Lord. You declare the end from the beginning. You decreed and declared, man, you know, who we are and why we are and what we can do and where we're going to end up at. And if it's you who have begun a good work on the inside of us, and Father, help me to make it plain and clear, Lord, that your people, Lord, might not just hear what I say, but they might hear what you say to them about what I say. See, listen, when you can get to the place where, you know, like I told you, God, and I want to say this again. The whole purpose of this radio broadcast is God calling us into his presence. Whether you receive the call or not, the invitation or not, and come on in or not, it don't change nothing. It's still the invitation, it's still there. It's the invitation that's universal to go out to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl, what? That you can come on home, man. You can the waiting been made. How you come home, man? You got to come through the door. Who is the door? That's Jesus. That's the gospel, man, of Jesus. That's the good news about Jesus. How he hung, bled, and died, and everything else, man. That's the door. That's the door to something, though. And he's there watching. The good thing, the devil is preoccupied us with just preaching the door, the church. But the last, I don't think I'll be stretching it to say the last 1,800 years. We've been preaching the door. And the people don't know nothing about what's behind the door. And the door is a good thing. But the great thing is entering into the man, the purpose for that door. The door is from one dimension to another. Yeah, boy, once you come through that door and see what's all behind that door, hey, Lord, that's the purpose for the door. That's the entrance into a whole other dimension. The entrance into what? The presence of the Most High God, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven on earth. You know what the good news is? That's your that's our inheritance. That belongs to us. You got a right to that. But the devil preoccupied us men by just preaching the door and worshiping at the door and having church around the door, you know. And that's a good thing. Maybe I think, listen, you can't come no other way. You got to come through the door. But boy, listen to me. What religion has done is got people to the door. They maybe stop there and just worshiping at the door. And through worshiping at the door, man, we've established, man, you know, all these different man belief systems. With this ritual and this rites and this custom, and the Buddhists got away, you know, the Hindus got away, the Muslims got away, the Christians got away, you know, all of them got, you know, producing man a sectarian distinct group of people, man, that's trying to appease the deity. The Muslims, they believe in their religion. The Hindus, they believe in their religion. The Buddhists, they believe in their religion. The Christians, they believe in their religion. They believe in the rituals and the rites that they practice and the customs that they practice and the way that they do things. They believe in that. Well, Jesus Christ didn't come to bring a religion. Well, boy, there ain't no religion in heaven. ain't no sectarian distinct groups in heaven. There ain't no Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Christians in heaven. Not in the kingdom of hell, man. You know what that is? What is that? That ain't in the kingdom of hell. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of heaven, boy, just kings and queens. It's just the royal family of God. It's the household of God. It's the children of the Most High God. It's little kings and little queens, man. It's little G. Little gods. Little offsprings of God. What a place. There, Lord. Help me when he come back for me. Wow. Hey, Lord, cause boy, I come to know something, boy. And I just want everybody in the world to know, too. That boy, that place, that's the place that Jesus Christ had upon his shoulder when Isaiah said, unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. And upon his shoulder there will be a governor, a governing authority, the governing, what he had on his shoulder? A government. He had no religion. He had a ruling authority. He had the ruling authority, man, the governing system, man, of the kingdom of hell on his shoulder. What he had on his shoulder, boy? All of the kingdom of hell and the governing system of it, the way it operates, the way it functions, the keys, the principles, the laws that governs it, man. He had, man, God, the original intent and plan and purpose for our life, man, mankind life, that we lost in Adam, man, in Genesis chapter 3. He had all that was in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that governing system, man, that we lost. He had all that up on his shoulder, baby, and he come bringing that back to the earth. Ha! Somebody say, what that man say? I say, what a mighty God I serve, baby. Hallelujah. Who Jesus? Boy, he's done great things, man. The more our eyes have seen and our ears have heard and even in our heart, man, the thing that God has done, man, for all mankind. But boy, as we get past this religion, as we get past what we're trying to do for God, that's what religion is, what man is trying to do for God. And man, that's a good thing. But I'm talking about the great thing, what God is doing for man and what God is doing through man. What God is doing for man, what God is doing in man, and what God is doing through man. Glory to God. And what's that, boy? That's great things. What man is doing for God, that's a good thing. What I'm talking about, boy, the great things. What God is doing, man, through man. What he's doing in and through man? Establishing his governing system, man. What's his governing system? Establishing, man, you know, the culture and the lifestyle, man, of heaven, man, and the hearts of mankind on the earth in our generation. Establishing it where? In the hearts of man. Where? In earth first. In us, in our hearts, in our minds, in our thinking, in our emotions, in our attitude, in our souls, in our spirit being, man. And then, boy, manifesting this man through our physical house, this body, then it manifests on this physical earth, through that heart, from the inside out. See, God working, man, from the inside out. Religion is from the outside in, trying to convert man from the outside in, trying to become who you already are. And the kingdom, boy, is, man, is becoming who you already are. It's not trying to become something. It is becoming who you already are. Hallelujah. 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 And watch this. That's what's behind the door. And when we say what the king say, that's what goes. Let me tell you something. The gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Now, you do the math. Anyway, I say, I'm talking about all, especially you who are in leadership positions, man, and pastors and bishops and everything else. You do the math, too. You know, I challenge you. And I challenge all of us out there, you know, who are called, man, to be the royal household of God. And that, boy, we may perhaps might need to take a look and maybe perhaps get our priorities, man, back in line and go back to the drawing board. And go back, man, and see what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John said. And when you read those passages of Scripture, read it in the light, man, of man, Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ preached. Not just about man, who he is and what he did. But read to find out, man, what he preached. And you'll find, boy, you know, a treasure that's hid in the field. See, the field is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the field. But in that field, in this field, is a treasure. What's the treasure, boy? The kingdom of heaven. What's the kingdom of heaven? That's the gospel that Jesus preached. That's the good news that Jesus preached. That's what Jesus preached was, the kingdom of heaven. That's what he preached. But he didn't only just preach the kingdom of heaven and all that could consist of. But the Bible says he preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The gospel is the glad tidings about it, or the good news about it. And you know what the good news about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God that he came preaching? The good news about it is, it's here. It has arrived. It's within your reach. It's at hand. It's among you. That's how close it is. Well, that's what I came to bring. I brought it with me. And when I finish the work that the Father sent me to do, boy, and get you cleansed up from all your unrighteousness through my death, burial, and resurrection, hey, listen, it's not only going to be man among you, but it's going to be in you. Hallelujah. Why? Because once I clean you up, boy, then, boy, everything that you lost, what, the presence of the Most High God, the Holy Ghost, can come back and dwell on the inside of you once again. You can come boldly back into the presence of the Father once again, like Adam and Eve had, boy, in the garden, man, when they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. You can come back into that man's place in that relationship, man, once again. And boy, start, man, living, man, and charting your course toward that destination, man, from that place. Because that's what you desire, man, to fulfill God's purpose for our lives, from that place. If you try and do it from any other place, you're a thief and a robber. And Jesus is the door to that place. What's that place, boy? The place called heaven on earth. The place called the presence of the Lord here on earth. Where? In you. Where that spot at? Wherever we are. That's the presence of the Lord, boy. Why? Because he's no longer among us. He dwells on the inside of us. Listen, boy, Joshua and Caleb, boy, when they saw the promised land and saw that all that it was in there, boy, when they went out with the 12 spies, man, them guys say, listen, look at y'all, boy. Hey, look at that land. Ooh, Jesus, flowing with milk and honey, man. You mean to tell me I really am, man, a mighty man, a mighty woman of God? You mean to tell me, man, I really am blessed in my Father and can't be cursed, man? You mean to tell me, man, that the destination, man, that God has set for my life, that it be in my life here on earth just like it is in heaven, it's already set for me, and all I got to do is get on course to what God is doing and just go with that flow, baby, growing in the knowledge of that and the understanding of that and applying that, man, to my everyday life and walk, man, with my Father and God. But walking and talking with him in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship. And boy, Daniel, Josh and Caleb say, man, we'd be more than able to go in, man, and possess that and have that. If God then saved us from Pharaoh and his army, if God then saved us, his children, all of you under the sound of my voice, if God then, man, shed his blood with Jesus Christ and provided salvation for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us everything that he saved us, man, from? The Bible says it gives the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. It gives the Father great pleasure for us to have, man, you know, restored back to us everything that we lost. And for us to come into a covenant relationship with him, boy, like it was, man, from the beginning. Cool to go. What is that, Arthur, man? Hey, that's when we come to the and grow in the knowledge, man, not just who Jesus was and who Jesus is and how he was born and how he opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes and how he died upon the cross and how he rose from the grave. Yes, that too, man, but boy, that's a means to an end. That's the good news about Jesus, but boy, I'm talking about something, man, beyond that's greater than that. But that's the good news that he preached. And that's what the devil don't ever want the church, especially the leaders, to come to, man, a revelation knowledge of, so that when they read the Bible, yeah, they don't read it in that light. They don't read it as in seeking first, man, the kingdom of God. When you say seek first the kingdom of God, you know what that simply means? Lord, what you doing? Now, everybody, I'm doing this, they doing that, everybody doing this. Everybody got their own opinion in their own way and they're entitled to that. The God gave man free will. But then the Bible says, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my kingdom, but thy kingdom come. So when you say, boy, seek first the kingdom of God, then you say, okay, Lord, wait a minute. I'm just, stop the prayers. Lord, what you doing? I want to know. I thank God for what my church doing and what I'm doing and my part that I roll and playing my church and everything else. Thank God for all that, Lord. And I take care of my mother. Nevertheless, Lord, what you doing? What your will is for my life? Many are the plans in my heart, Father, but yet your purpose going to prevail. What you want? What you doing? What can I do for you? Instead of me and us going to God and telling God what we want him to do for us, we start going to God and say, Lord, what can I do for you? How can I help you? What you need me to do for you? How can I assist you? You praying then. Hey, boy, that's what he want us to come into that place. Just boy Joshua can say we be more than able, man, to possess the land. And listen, they didn't die in the wilderness. They went on across the Jordan River and led God's people, man, into that promised land. And listen, man, they had that kind of mind, they had that mindset. And while God was with them, he was just with them, and they went in and possessed the land. And listen, man, God not only with us, he on the inside of us. If they was able to go in and possess the land and God was with them, how much more are we able to go in and possess, man, our inheritance, man? Because God is not only with us, he on the inside of us. Glory to God. That he who have ears, hear, boy, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, boy, in this hour. Well, boy, that God is summoning us, boy, listening to his presence, man, and ain't just the fellowship with him and everything else and the worship of him, boy. It's, man, to learn of him, man, and to find out, man, you know, who we are, where we come from, why we here. What we can do, the potential that's on the inside of us, and get back on course toward God's original plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. That through us, by the power of his Holy Spirit, man, he might establish his governing influence of his territory and heaven to this earth. How? Through his family of sons called mankind. That's you and I. But that's God developing his character, his nature on the inside of us. That's God transforming our lives. That's our lives, man, on the potter's wheel. Yeah, he looked like that boy, God told that old boy, hey, let me take it down to the potter's house, boy, and I'm going to talk to you from there. And, boy, he went down to the potter's house, boy, and God, man, began to speak to him. And he saw, boy, where the potter was fashioning the vessel. Now, he fashioned the vessel and everything else, and looked better, you know. They say in a part of saying it's all right and everything else, and it's a vessel, boy, but it's not according to my liking. You know, it's all right, but it's not my perfect will. It's permissive, but this ain't it. You know, so the Bible say the vessel was marred in the potter's hand. Glory to God. The potter took the vessel, man, that he was molding vessel that he had molded vessel, and he said, yeah, it's all right. He said, it's all right, but yet there's better. It can be better. So the Bible says he the one who crumbled it back up and turned it back into a lump of clay again. And then he started refashioning, man. And this time, boy, it was according to his liking, his perfect will. What you mean, Arthur, boy? So God is saying, man, let me tell you something. All that you've been doing, all through your religion, all through your rituals, all through time and everything else, man, you know. And God was fashioning, man, his people, man, all down through time. Through, man, you know, the time of the fall of man, all the way, man, to the flood. God was still dealing with mankind. After the flood and Noah, man, you know, God still was dealing with mankind, man, in a different way, though, but still dealing with mankind, man. And from the flood, man, all the way up until, boy, you know, the consciousness into human government. This might not mean much to you. I'm just sowing some seed, boy. But I'm just talking about down through the ages of the Bible. And down through time, man, God dealing with mankind in different ages and different seasons, man, you know, is progressively going on, man, to the place, let me cut to the chase, to where, boy, God has brought us to the place, man, the debt that we lost in Adam has been restored back to us. And, boy, we'd be more than able to go in and possess our inheritance that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of hell that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. We be more than able to possess our inheritance. When? Now. How you know that, Arthur? Let me tell you something. In a will, the will, you can write the will out and everything else, and it can be, man, probated in the course of law, and it can become the legal document and everything else, but the will does not go into effect until the testator dies. The one who wrote the will and left the will, before it go into a legal effect, he got to first die. It go into effect after his death. Well, the one who wrote the will, who? The Word of God, Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, he came to this earth, man, and he hung, bled, and died. Hey, Lord. Here come on with my son. What? So in the New Testament, the new wheel, the new age, the grace of God, the restoration, man, of God. Not only the grace of God, what? Not only the redeeming work of God. That's the good news about Jesus and what he did through Jesus, redeeming work. But, man, going to the great thing, what the purpose for the redeeming work of God. What was that? So that, boy, that's the restoration work of God. That God has restored back to us everything that we fell from, everything that we lost. Restored. Back to us. Restored. Back to us. And baby, listen, yes, we're going to have some giants in the land. Yes, we're going to have some persecution and some affliction and some judgment. And yes, they're going to speak all manner of evil against us. And yes, man, they're going to come against us, man. In a lot of cases, man, they're going to be men from the religious, man. From religion. But man, we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. Why? Because the testator has already died. So the will is in full effect. All he needs is for people, man, who will come into his presence and go up in his presence, and then, boy, he can send out the man and possess the land. Go get our inheritance, man. Allow God to build on the inside of us the character and the nature, man, that will produce, boy, the likeness of God on the inside of us so that we might be that little leaven, that leaven of love. So that we might be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You know, from what point of God, so that when it's all said and done, boy, we might win multitudes of souls to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. How you do that, man? My boy, I'm talking about, man, hey, preaching, man, what? The good news that Jesus Christ preached. What's the good news that Jesus Christ preached? All of the kingdom of heaven, your inheritance. Everything that you lost in the Adam, man, has been restored back to you. And all you got to do is come get your stuff and start living, man, from there. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little by little. Becoming who you already are as we grow. Wow. What is that order that's in that place? What that place is, what God always wants us to do, man, every time on this broadcast. Hey, man, come on behind, through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through this radio broadcast, all the way into his presence. And I ain't just talking about in this hour right here. I'm talking about to dwell there, to live there, to know that that door is always open, man, that God don't want you to go in and out or just one man, two men, or just on Sundays. Over. He's letting you know that, man, you can dwell in that place. You can always have that place, man, is in you, and everywhere you go, that place is there, and we'll also become more and more conscious of that. Well, that the kingdom of God is on the inside of us. That's where it started, within us. That's a future kingdom, a millennial kingdom, where it's going to be manifested on this earth, where people can see, but right now it's being manifested in the earth. That's in our hearts. That's in our minds, man. It's being established on the inside of us. So we might manifest it, man, on the outside of us, boy. And in the next age to come, when Jesus Christ comes back, then he's going to set up a millennial, a physical kingdom upon his earth. Where he's going to reign for 1,000 years. That's in another season. Our responsibility is to live in the season that we're in. What's that, boy? Well, he's restoring that kingdom on the inside of us. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I, you know, our greatest desire is God's best for your life. And I pray that this world is the best to your life. I'm talking to you, but I'm trying to hinder you from me soon. Listen, if we are blessed to your life, we would love to hear from you. And listen, our contact number is Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. Area code 713-870-3776. That's Arthur Gail and Bear, Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. 713-870-3776. We love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward to speaking with you again next week. May God keep you. God bless you. May and associate with you. Amen. Talk to you next week. We'll be right back.
Pastor Arthur LeBay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity.